It is 9:35 on AM 1230 News Talk Sports WHIR, and it is time now for the Computer Doc Show. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Well, very good. You're almost in harmony there. Yeah, pretty good.
to work on that. I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah, we have to start doing a little harmony.
Yeah.
Well, good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
And welcome back to the second show that is yours.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
And we're going to be talking about computers.
Yes.
And all things computing. And let me see if I can do this right.
Okay.
Because you told me about what today's show is going to be called. Ubiquitous computing.
That was perfect, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Oh, I feel so proud of myself.
We now, won't ask you to spell it.
Oh, no, don't do that. Okay, tell us you know who you are, where your business is, how people can reach you, and all these good things.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Steve. I'm with Danville Computer Doc, and we're located out at 1200 Houstonville Road. And we also are Cool Jazz Web Design.
Uh-huh.
So if you need web design services, if you need hardware, repairs,
if
laptops and computers, you need digital marketing services, all that sort of thing, we've got you covered.
All things digital.
All things digital. You know, the part of, and I hope people do get a lot of attention on this, that you're talking about with your web designs, that is so important
really
for business
is.
People to have a good, easy to read, easy to find, workable web design. It's just wonderful to have the talent you all have to help people have that.
A lot of people think that social media has replaced websites, but they're wrong. And the main reason that they're wrong is because social media is something that comes and goes. Once you post something on your Facebook account, we were just talking about Facebook before we went on the air, it rolls off and it disappears. If you don't have that web page to be a constant presence, you lose a whole lot of traffic. You lose opportunity.
Yes, you do. You do. And it is so so good to do that. And, you know, computing is something that just, wow, it just seems changing so much. But I think, and I may be wrong, it seems maybe have kind of calmed down a little right now.
Oh, no.
It hasn't. Okay.
No.
Okay. Not only maybe I'm not wrong, I was wrong.
No, ubiquitous computing, which is what we were going to talk about today, is computing everywhere.
Okay.
And what's happening is things that you would not expect to be connected to the internet are now being connected to the internet.
Interesting.
Some of them are fantastic, and some of them are stupid.
Oh.
And some of them are scary.
Okay. And now those three categories that you have put in there, and we'll talk about each one. And some, you know, if you don't do it correctly, golly, I mean, we all scared to death of our, you know, identity theft. You hear all that going on, but we need to know, and we need, and people, you can help people so much what we don't know.
Well, there are certainly a lot of security concerns out there related to some of these things, and a lot of these things seem that they're just a lot of fun, but if you really start looking at it, they may be a little bit more, you should require more caution than what we give them. And I think an example that we were just looking at yesterday was Hello Barbie, which is a Barbie doll.
Uh-huh.
It was just released, last month, I think?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
By the Mattel Corporation.
Alrighty.
And it's a normal Barbie doll, but it allows a child to interact with it through voice control.
Okay.
And I think probably the part of that that would cause concern for parents is the fact that it's actually connected up, can be connected up through the internet. It sends that all of those voice interactions back to Mattel, where they're processed and then sent back into the doll so that it responds back to the child. So this, all of this is being recorded
at Mattel Corporate headquarters.
Mattel.
So think about this. Your child is at home playing with her Barbie doll.
Right. I mean,
and she's having intimate conversations about her thoughts and things that have happened in your household. And she's having that with her doll. That information is getting sent up to corporate headquarters, which crunches the information enough to be able to respond in a logical method, a logical way, to the child in order to continue the conversation. But when we saw the display of this, some of the questions that were being asked were pretty prying by the Barbie.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It's very scary. That's the scary portion of what's going on.
How can you help parents this morning? What can a computer doctor, what can you do to help people with that?
Well, we warn people about products like this.
Right.
And we also want to remind you that anything you put out there now, life is no longer temporary.
No.
So if you say something on Facebook just in passing when you're ticked off, or when you're inebriated. Remember, it's out there forever. Mm-hmm. Even if you go back and delete it later, it's still there. Mm-hmm. Your footprint doesn't go away online. So the first thing that we would tell you is, no matter what your condition, no matter what your emotion, if you're feeling it and you think that you need to express it online, perhaps you need to just step back and take a breath, maybe even sleep on it.
Kind of like Ashley Judd. I mean, you know, she is pressing charges against people insulting her on the Twitter account.
She is on the Twitter account.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I think that's ridiculous. But
yeah, I do too. I think that is ridiculous.
You know, you're a public figure. You need to just toughen up a little bit.
Well, I think that part of what she was coming from was she felt threatened by some of these comments. And I'm sure some of them, I haven't viewed them, but I'm sure some of them probably were threatening. And how serious is that? Mm-hmm. You know, it just takes one incident where someone truly acts out on what they said they were going to do. And there's some legitimate fear there. Mm-hmm. There's probably some overreaction too. But it's certainly a concern nowadays because people do just immediately react. They post things and they may not even really intend on doing anything what they said. But the fact that they did post it, they put it in writing. Sometimes you have to take those things serious, especially if it's threats made against children or your family. You kind of take those things serious.
Now, Computer Duck, what, and I'm going to be saying this about children, and we're talking about the Hello Darby doll, and it's worked into it advanced things, but how, what are some of the things that Computer Duck can do to help parents protect their children, whether it be on their iPhones, their Androids, their laptops, their tablets, or whatever? What can you do to help these people?
Well, our philosophy, first of all, good parenting is the best thing that you can do. Second of all, there are some things that you can do that are nanny-type programs. Some of those we would recommend, some of those we would not. It depends on your situation.
Okay.
There are lots of things you can do as a parent. For instance, if you have a teenager and you want to make sure that they're being safe when they're out, there are programs now that you can attach to phones that will, or that you can actually attach to the car that will keep a GPS.
Okay.
There are devices that you can tuck down in your child's backpack that will track where they are GPS-wise. If they're driving, if they're in a vehicle that's going too fast, you can know how fast the vehicle's going. You can check up on your kids, but I don't think Steve or I, either one, would advocate spying on your children.
Right.
You know, we want protection, not spying. Those are two different things.
Two different things.
Very different things.
And that's why it's good for parents to come in and interview with you guys and to learn.
Absolutely.
To learn what they can do without, as you say, being intrusive,
right,
but yet being protective at the same time.
Everybody's situation can be unique, and you know, some of these devices, you can certainly prevent them from communicating over the internet and communicating back to corporate headquarters and things, but then that also limits the functionality of the device, what it was intended to do, and maybe the reason why you purchased it. So there's always a trade-off there. You know, like the Barbie doll, you can certainly block it from communicating, but then it's not going to give you the interactive responses that you were possibly looking for either. So you have to make judgment calls.
Then you could just use the $7 Barbie doll that doesn't have the Wi-Fi and be better off.
Very true. And please keep giving your number and where you are, so people that are riding along this morning and you know, in and out, that they can you know, really come to you guys and protect themselves.
We're DanvilleComputerDoc.com, and we are at 1200 Houstonville Road. The number is 859-755-4344.
And again, the subject that we are talking about today is ubiquitous computing.
Yes. Okay. Now, ubiquitous computing, in its most general terms, is now called the Internet of Things.
Okay.
And the Internet of Things is many different devices: home appliances, your car, your cell phone, anything that you can think of that is now Internet related.
Okay.
For instance, one of the stupidest things I think that we've got so far, and a lot of the organizations or the companies are doing this right now, smart washing machines. Now, that's awesome, you know, to have your washing machine hooked up where you can handle it from your cell phone. But if it's not a combo device, if I still have to go to the laundry room and switch it from the washer to the dryer, how much automation can it really give me?
Right.
You know, I'm not that lazy yet.
Yes. I like that, but you need to do one.
But now, if they came up with one of the combo devices that washes and dries, and I could start it when I was on my way home so that it would be ready to pull out of the dryer and not get wrinkled right as I walk in the door, that would be fantastic.
Sure.
But not one single company has done that.
Well, I can understand, kind of like it used to be on the clothesline days. You'd hang them out before it was going to rain, and then after it rained, you hope the sunshine come up, so you got it done in that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, now, ubiquitous computing. Okay, or like things like that, just really watching us is like, well, Netflix. Uh-huh. Once you get on Netflix, you go in there and you enter in. Here's the programs that Charlie likes.
Uh-huh.
You know, here's the program that Vicky likes. Here's
right.
It's just
a little creepy.
It is
but
creepy.
A lot of those are settings. A lot of those you can handle by going into your settings and saying, you know, what you want your privacy
preferences
to be.
That's what's good about ComputerDoc, that we can do and learn things where you all can, with your service, can help me, an illiterate computer person, to trust things and become aware and safeguard what we do have.
We recommend that you don't trust anything.
That's
and
true.
That you protect yourself and take those measures. Mm-hmm. So it's good that mm-hmm. you don't trust Charlie.
It's interesting. I mean, it just, yeah. Gosh, you know, you just don't know.
A lot of these apps have ways that you can get in and tweak and customize mm-hmm. the settings to take back some of the control to allow what it sees and what you share with it. Depending on what it is, but mm-hmm. there are usually ways to customize a lot of these things out there that we can certainly help folks with if they mm-hmm. give us a call at 859-755-4344.
Computer Doc, it's 9:46 on AM 1230 WHIR. And on AM 1230 WHIR, welcome back to Computer Doctor. Okay, guys, tell people how they can reach you. Tell them how they can reach you.
We're DanvilleComputerDoc.com. You can reach us at 859-755-4344, or you can come by our offices at 1200 Houstonville Road here in Danville.
You know, I think now it is so much more important. You keep thinking, how much more do we need to know? We need to know more nowadays about what we purchase electric-wise, whether it be our telephones, our computers, our washers and dryers, our TVs. There is so much we need to know and able to control what information is being received from us, about our kids and things like that. Now, today's program is ubiquitous computers. Dave, it's so much fun. I bet you laughed all the way in here this morning. Charlie's going to have to spell ubiquitous.
It is a fun word.
It is a fun word.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that makes ubiquitous computing a lot of fun for people who use it is that it's convenient and it is interesting and it is interactive, and it makes your cell phone and your smartphone so much more important. I mean, right now people freak out if they can't locate their cell phone for 5 minutes.
Right.
But there are other things that you can do with your cell phone. For instance, you can start your car. There's an app now that allows you with a small device to start your car mm-hmm. from their app. It also allows you to track your car, measure how fast it's going, and remotely disable the engine.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That one's called Connect to Car.
Uh-huh.
It's something that's currently available, run you about $300. Okay. One of the other things that you can do that I think is very interesting, because I'm kind of a private person, but uh-huh. You can answer your door remotely. So I don't even have to be home. If I've got this special kind of camera activated door bell,
uh-huh.
If you come to my door, Charlie,
okay.
I can be in the Caribbean and it will come up on my phone and say, Charlie Perry's at your door. And I can push a button, talk to you, choose not to talk to you,
or
whatever, right? or I can send you a code that has a time lapse that will allow you to get into my house using your cell phone.
Well, that is
like an electric key. There are all kinds of things that you can do like that. Some of them scary, but some of them pretty cool.
If your neighbor needs to come over and feed the animals, you can give them a one-time code, and they can come in and do what they need to do.
That is interesting.
It's turned off when you come back from vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Some other interesting apps out there now, you're starting to see wearable devices come online that can monitor various aspects of your health. They mm-hmm. can measure heart rate, measure O2 levels. They're even looking at technology to measure sugar levels
mm-hmm.
Via sensors. And, that can be important information for, depending on your health concerns and the needs that you have there, and those things will get automatically reported mm-hmm. back to your physician and help monitor.
Some of them are self-monitoring. If you're concerned about privacy, you may not want that information going anywhere.
Yeah. Right.
You can have it just go to your computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can send it to your doctor, or you can keep it there at home.
And I am glad you brought this up, because in today's medical care, I mean, a lot of it, whether whomever it's named after, the care systems that we have going, mm-hmm. a lot of people are concerned. I mean, with the HIPAA Act, about the privacy of your health care, the cost of your health care needs. Mm-hmm. But I can see where this is really, really, once we understand and trust, and that this is going to be very, very good for the connecting with our doctor, our medical needs that we have, it's going to be saving lives and various different things by going in and getting it the correct way.
Well, the thing that's going on right now with the healthcare that I find personally alarming is that, and I'm sure it frustrates my doctor, every time I go in, they want to take a picture of me to put with my file.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way facial recognition works these days, that's not going to happen.
Oh, really?
So it's not a requirement for mm-hmm. me, okay. So I refuse it. Now, okay. They huff and they puff every time I do that. But I think that it's very important that people understand that they should not give away any more information than they want to.
That's very true.
Okay, there's lots that you can do. And yes, you do get convenience. You do get whiz-bang if you give away more information.
Mm-hmm.
Even games, even apps that your children, we're talking about children earlier and protecting them.
Mm-hmm.
Even the apps that your children have on their phone, the reason that those apps are free is because they're trading information for it. They're showing commercials and they're trading information. They're trading emails, names, age, demographics. Mm. It's important to know that. There is no free lunch, not mm-hmm. even in the digital world.
That's very true. Computer doc, how did it reach you?
755-4344. That is area code 859. And we are located out 1200 Houstonville Road here in Danville.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love for everybody to come out and see us and talk to Deborah out front, and if they want to talk to us, we'd love to talk to anybody. And anyone that has any questions, they can go to our website at damelcomputerdoc.com, fill out a contact form there, send us some questions, and we would be happy to answer those next week here on there.
I think that's a great idea. Please do. If you have a question you would like to ask Computer Doc to answer for you, please do. Our phones and everything just changes so quickly. And I think and it's amazing. The more I know, the more I love my phone. I mean, it just does so much. I mean,
everybody's like that. That's one of the reasons we offer classes. A lot of people want those classes. So
there are so many things you don't know it's going to do. I mean, you don't realize. I mean, there are no telling what this thing. That's why the Computer Doc, you all are going to be so helpful to people.
They
need to contact you and go to the classes to learn what they have does.
Yes, I think so. And is it okay if I tell them what we're going to be talking about next week?
Sure.
Okay, next week, Charlie, we're going to be talking about Li-Fi.
Li-Fi.
Yes, it is an alternative to Wi-Fi. And we've got a blog on danvillecomputerdoc.com that gives you an overview.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be talking about that a little bit more. And we're also going to be talking about 3D scanning and printing next time.
Well, fantastic. Now, I'm going to butt that up. We may probably more next week on this. Wi-Fi, Li-Fi, it's interesting. People need to be careful if they hook up to a free Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you'd think, oh my gosh, it's free. I'm sitting here in this restaurant and everything is good. Golly, your life can really become public for everybody right
yes.
there.
Again, if you connect up to free Wi-Fi device, a lot of those free Wi-Fi hotspots do not have security enabled. So
mm-hmm.
you don't have to go up to the front desk or the counter and get a password. You can just mm-hmm. connect to them, and when you do that, they're almost always unsecured, which means that anyone that's connected up to that network can see your device and potentially can get into your device, get personal information off of it. So it's, you have to be really careful and really have a mm-hmm. make sure that you have a need to get on there and do what you're doing, and then sign back off as quickly as possible would be my recommendation.
Very and have good. Your settings set so that your computer isn't wide open, or your tablet, or whatever you, or your phone,
or your phone,
whatever you're using.
Mm-hmm. Very smart.
It's been demonstrated already that people that can get on these free open Wi-Fi hotspots, they can steal videos, pictures off of your phone, your contact forms, your personal, if you have credit card information, if you have documents that are stored on your phone, maybe related business, they can get into your email. Pretty much you're wide open if you connect up to these hotspots.
Interesting. We're talking about individuals listening, and people that are listening this morning to the Computer Doc Show that have a business, a small business,
mm-hmm.
and they may not know everything, what they have going on. it'd be wise for them to talk with you, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. We specialize in small businesses. We like helping people do their business better and stay safe doing it. Mm-hmm. And Steve offers contracts for small businesses for their networking and their security on their computer systems. Mm-hmm. So yes, absolutely. Call us if you have questions or if you need a website and you want to improve your marketing.
Website is great. I mean, it's just, tell us again about the name and how they reach you for the website.
Website is Cool Jazz Web Design and Marketing. And that number is 859-935-1984. Okay. And you can find us online at cooljazzwebdesign.com.
Cool Jazz. Where did y'all come up with the name? Just because Steve used to be a musician.
Well, there's a lot of that, yes.
I love it. Cool Jazz. Guys, thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
We've enjoyed it.
Have a great, great weekend. And go Cats.
Go Cats. Woo! I was up late last night watching that one. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Can you imagine? The Yum Center just had to be so fun last night.
Oh, yes.
I hope they beat Cincinnati. Ooh.
I do, too. That was a tough game that they had. And
good.
A lot of tough ones. There were a lot of. It was the most record for one-point wins. In the NCAA tournament at one location yesterday.
Wow, that is unbelievable. Go Rebels!
Go Rebels!
Hang it in there. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too.